You may be seated. If you turn your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. Tonight we're beginning an exciting series on the gifts of the Holy Ghost. This is going to be the gateway series, but tonight my subject is the gateway into the gifts. Gates lead into places. So the gateway into the gift. Look at Acts 2 and 1. Here it goes. We all know this one. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. They were sitting. That was the posture of prayer. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. For years, Pentecostal people have thought that when they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, that they had arrived. Nothing could be further than the truth. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is the gateway into the nine manifestation gifts. It is the gateway. It is the thing that opens the gates so you can go into the treasures that are locked up in the Spirit of God. The baptism is the starting point. And God wants His church to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to pray in tongues, to operate in the manifestation gifts. Now, we're going to study all types of gifts. We're going to study gifts such as the body ministry gifts that are found in Romans chapter 13 and also part of them found in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 28. But we're going to look at the fivefold ministry gifts that are found in Ephesians chapter 4, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and preachers. All of these gifts are still in the body. Some people think gifts stop. No, gifts are real, and they are manifestations of the Spirit of God. But the manifestation gifts, what we're studying, the nine manifestation gifts, they are the supernatural surprises of the Holy Ghost. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. So tonight I want to introduce this great subject matter. I've created some handouts for you in this study that will help equip you and empower you to operate in the gifts. The nine manifestation gifts, there are three categories of these gifts. You have a handout that lists those. I want you to keep that handout and the handout of the definitions of the gifts. The nine manifestation gifts, three categories: revelational gifts, then we have the power gifts, with inspirational gifts, and look at the handout. I've given a handout on the definition of the gifts. These are brief definitions as given by Dr. Lester Sumrall. I studied him years ago and found out that he studied under a man named Howard Carter. Howard Carter was given in a prison cell. He was giving these definitions. These definitions that Lester Sumrall used, they are the exact definitions that he got from the man, Howard Carter. Howard Carter was a teacher. Lester Sumrall was an evangelist, and they went around the world together evangelizing. Howard Carter, the teacher, Lester, the evangelist, getting souls saved. And so I have a copy of the book in my library by Howard Carter. When I found out the giftings by Lester, I said, I'm going to go back and see if I can find that book. And I have that in my library, the same subject matter. Tonight, I want to talk about the gateways into the gifts. Let us pray. Father, we ask you to give us a hunger and a thirst to know you, because this is such an important subject matter. God, this church is operating in Pentecostal gifts, and Lord, we want that to increase. And we want to be that lighthouse, Lord, where the suffering, the sighing, the dying, and the crying, the sick people, those that have gotten bad doctor's reports can come and find healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your Spirit upon us. Illuminate our hearts and minds. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Here's the thing that really ignited my spirit man into the gifts. Look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 1. Paul said, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You see that? He said, I want you to know about the gifts. I don't want you to be ignorant. And if there's anything that the church world is ignorant about today, even we Pentecostal people, it is the gifts of the Holy Ghost. the manifestation gifts especially. So I've studied these in great detail. I operate in these gifts, and that's what I want for everybody. There are many of these gifts come through knowledge, revelational knowledge, and then they come through the laying on of hands. And we know that gifts are imparted through the laying on of hands. But you've got to have it to pass it on, okay? Is that all right? But look at verse 2 here. Paul said, you know that you were Gentiles carried away unto dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give to you understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. And no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And I could preach that for a long time. The Holy Ghost is the one that baptized you into Christ Jesus. Then Jesus Christ, from his high priestly ministry in heaven right now, when I lay my hands on people or you lay your hands on people, if God gives you that gift, then you can give the command of faith, be filled with the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues in Jesus' name. And Jesus, from his high priestly ministry, he allows his power to flow through you. And all of a sudden, the surge of the power of the Holy Ghost comes into that person, and they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's how our good Baptist brother here now is a Baptist-costal, shouting and dancing and praising God because of the wonderful work. And God has done such great things in his life and continues to do so. Now look at verse 4. Paul said, now there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God that worketh all in all. Go back to verse 4. There you see the Spirit. Look at verse 5. There you see the Lord. Verse 6. There you see God. That's the Trinity right there. 1, 2, 3. Right there in the gifts of the Spirit. So we're Trinitarians. We just finished a fabulous series on our doctrine, but there it is. Verse 7. The manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. These are gifts that are given. You don't earn a gift. A gift is given. And so you've got to remember that. Amen. And I'll expound on that. Verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So that's the, look at your hand at. That's the word of wisdom. That's a revelational gift. Look at the word of knowledge. That's another revelational gift. To another, faith. That's a power gift. Look at your hand at that. By the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, there's another power gift by the same Spirit. Verse 10, to another working of miracles, there's another power gift. Look at your hand at, to another prophecy, there's an inspirational gift right there. To another discerning of spirits, he switches back to another revelational gift. To another diverse kinds of tongues, that's an inspirational gift. To another interpretation of tongues, that's an inspirational gift. So I've laid that handout out for you so that you can look at it. And as we go through this study, it will be so simple. I know it sounds like a lot of information, but as you learn these things, you will know them. Knowledge is power. I said knowledge is power. And when you get the power, you shall receive power. Acts 1 and 8. Put that up there, please. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Knowledge is power. So God wants us. He doesn't want us to be ignorant concerning the gifts. He wants you to be empowered. And that's my job. My job is to empower you and to equip you and to pass the gifts on. So I'm praying. I want you to pray that God will illuminate my mind, illuminate your mind, and this church will just burst forth with the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Look at verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. That's a power gift. To another, prophecy. That's an inspirational gift. Discerning of spirits, revelational gift. Diverse kinds of tongues. Verse 10. That's an inspirational gift. To another, interpretation of tongues. Look at verse 11. But all these work it that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. The Holy Ghost, he dispenses these gifts. Now, Jesus gave gifts to men when he rose from the dead. He sent the Spirit, and the Spirit operates these gifts through us. And so you're going to have a big heart to operate in these gifts, a big heart for God. You have to seek, knock, and ask. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Amen. Now, in verse 10, the nine manifestations of the Spirit, they, well, listen, verses 8 through 10, I just read them to you. Every one of these gifts are supernatural functions of the Holy Ghost. Supernatural. The manifestation gifts are called the supernatural surprises of the Holy Ghost. They are not natural in any aspect. They do not come from the mind of man. They do not come from the will of man. They do not come from the emotions of man. These gifts do not come from the soulical man, your mind, your will, and your emotion. But they come forth from the spirit man, your born-again nature that God has placed within you. When you were born again, your spirit was born again. Your mind must be renewed. Your body is to be presented to God as a living sacrifice. So it's a lot of Bible in what we're teaching here. Paul was a great scholar. Look at, therefore, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, they come forth from the Spirit of God through the human spirit, the born-again nature. Verse 11, put that up, 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. It shows that these gifts are bestowed upon men by the will of the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost wills to operate these gifts, he does that. And you can operate in your faith anytime. I'm a preacher. I can go and preach because I'm called to preach. I use notes, but I can preach without notes. Hallelujah. It'd be instant in season and out. If you have a gift, you have a gift. And so God places that gift in you, and you don't have to try to be that. You are that if God has given it to you. And we'll look at all those things. But these manifestation gifts, they are wonderful. They're exciting. They cannot be operated by your own holiness. They cannot be operated by anything but by the Holy Ghost. Your own labor cannot produce these. I have fasted and prayed, but when I do that, I am preparing my spirit man to hear and receive the gifts of the Spirit. These are gifts bestowed by the wisdom and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, an educated man, he can operate in the gifts, or a man that is not educated at all, he can operate in the gifts if he understands the gifts and how they operate. God does it. It's God's power surging through a human person, their spirit. Hallelujah. It's very exciting. See, the Bible tells us that you can covet the gifts. So how about that? Watch this pattern. Covet spiritual gifts, desire spiritual gifts, be zealous for spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. So the gifts are not for the person that's operating in those gifts. The gift is for the edification and for members in the body of Christ. And when you see that, it's a happy day because you realize that I can't operate these in my own willpower. It's the Holy Ghost. It's God's power surging through me to set the captive free, to heal the body of Christ, to save the sinner. It's God operating through human vessels. Isn't it wonderful that God chose to use us? And Paul says, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. So, hallelujah, we're going to learn, amen? We are to desire these gifts so much that we reach out by faith to God to receive them. But when it's all said and done, these gifts are bestowed by the will of the Holy Ghost. Someone said, well, a gift is not a gift if you have to ask for it. Well, if you believe that, ask my children about gifts. When they say, I'd like this, Dad, I'd like to have that, and I give it to them as a gift, they're just as glad to get that as they would be if I just gave it from my heart without them asking. So it's always in order, however, to ask God and to seek God for more. I mean, I've said it. The only thing I'm satisfied with in my Christian experience is the fact I've never been satisfied. And if you ever get satisfied, you are in big trouble. Because you will begin to drift away from God. You will become lukewarm, Laodicean Christian. And if Jesus could just spew you right out of his mouth. We're to seek him. Search for him with all of our heart. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. And then God says, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So to desire spiritual gifts, be zealous for spiritual gifts, seek the gifts. Be earnest, but in the end, it's God, the Holy Ghost, that bestows and wills how these operate. Now, in defining the gifts, we want to place them in the proper categories, which will make it simple for us to remember. Look at your handout, gifts of revelation. Here we go. In the gifts of revelation, you have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. A word is a fragment of a sentence. You only get a word. And from that one word, you start to operating in faith, and the Holy Ghost manifests the gifts as you do that. Second, let's look at the gifts of power. In the gifts of power, you have the gift of faith, gifts of healing. Gifts is the only plural gift. Now, they've been said there are 39 categories of disease and possibly 39 different gifts operating to combat those different sicknesses and these 39 stripes laid upon Jesus' back. Isn't that amazing? And medical science says there are 39 categories of disease. So we have the gifts of healing and finally the working of miracles. Now, many of the gifts are like chains. They're like links in a chain. This is my chain. Hallelujah. And it has links in it. And one gift flows from the other gift, just like these links in this chain. One gift just flows. And I'll give you examples as we go through that where I've had a gift operate, and I've operated in that, and then, boom, I changed and saw another gift in operation, and boom, another gift, and then a manifestation of total miracle working power. I got some great testimonies on that. But many of the aspects are like chains linked together, and sometimes it is difficult to say that it's this or it's that because they're so interrelated. But the baptism in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, that is the gateway. That's the gateway. We've not arrived. None of us have arrived. We're still on this planet, and we need the gifts of the Spirit in operation. I love the manifestations of God. Now, there are nine manifestation gifts in three categories, and the third category is the gift of inspiration. So we looked at the revelational gifts, the power gifts. Let's look at inspirational gifts. The gifts of inspiration are the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of tongues, and the gift of interpretation of tongues. The inspirational gifts have to do mostly with public ministry. They operate in the church, mostly. The gifts of divers kind of tongue is not the same as the baptism in the Holy Ghost with initial evidence of speaking in tongues. You speak in tongues, that is the evidence that you have gone through the gate, and now the gateway is open for the Holy Ghost to operate his wonderful works through you and to see great supernatural things done in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is born again should be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. The Bible says the promise is unto you, to as many as are far off, to your children, to as many as shall call upon his name. So we see God is a generational God, and from the day of Pentecost to this very day, the Holy Ghost has just flowed down to people that understand, get a revelation, and open themselves up to the Spirit of God. So we want to open ourselves up to what God has purposed for us. Hallelujah. Everyone that's born again should speak in tongues. But we're looking at the gift of tongues here in operation in the church today in the body of Christ. That is a gift. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you speak in tongues, that's initial evidence that you are filled. That requires no interpretation. When you pray in your private prayer language, that is personal. It is personal. It is a private prayer language. It is beautiful and is given to you to build you up and to edify you. This is a building. We call it an edifice. So praying in tongues builds up your faith. Look at Jude 1:20. Beloved, but ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So everybody in the body of Christ needs the baptism in the Holy Ghost so they can pray in the Holy Ghost. Because your spirit man, of course, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. But here God gives you another avenue to take what you have learned and to build yourself up or to edify yourself by praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. What a wonderful gift. And all comes from God. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. So when you begin to pray in your own prayer language, you are speaking great mysteries. You are praying to God things that are not coming out of your brain because your thinking is limited. My thinking is limited. But the Holy Ghost, he searches the heart. And he that knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, he searches the hearts according to the will of God. And you begin to pray in a divine heavenly language. So you should be so full that you hear that when you're not speaking that. I hear him all the time. I used to sit in business meetings, but I can be traveling across town and I'll start praying in tongues and in my mind. And then I'll just pray out loud. And I pray for people sitting at stoplights. I pray for the harvest of souls because God has placed a gift inside of me. If I exercise that gift, I'm praying mysteries. I have no idea. I had my mother and daddy ask me years ago before they went to heaven, said, we were almost in an accident. Were you praying for us? I said, I don't know, but I've been praying. And I was praying in the Holy Ghost. Who knows what the Spirit prayed? My daddy told me, he said, we were behind an 18-wheeler. We would run off of the road, and it was a deep embankment. We did not go down. Said that car went somehow, stayed upright, went around that truck, and come right back on the road. Now, that's pretty powerful, isn't it? I could tell you a lot of stories. This Church of God preacher that I used to, he's in heaven now. Okay, his name doesn't come to me right away. He's been gone for quite a while. But he was in Africa, and he was taking a trip, and there was a man standing there with an AK-47 aiming at him. He looked over and said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Went on, took care of his business, came back, and that man was still standing there. God is powerful. God is all powerful. God is supernatural. We need the supernatural power of God manifest in our midst. Hallelujah. I tell you, these are exciting things. These are exciting days because we're in the last days and God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. Building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you pray in tongues, you're building up yourself. When you speak a word of kindness and edify somebody else, you're building them up. Tongues with interpretation, that is building someone up. The gift of prophecy does three things. Comfort, edifies, builds up, and comforts, edification, and exhortation. Exhorts a person to holiness, holy living. So the gifts of tongues is a public ministry that has to do with the body of Christ, edifying, building up the body of Christ when it is interpreted. That's tongues. Then the gift of the interpretation of tongues, that is when in a public ministry, someone speaks in a language he does not understand, and another person speaks and interprets what the Spirit is saying. Neither of these gifts function through the mind. The one who spoke did not speak through his mind, but through his spirit. The one who interpreted did not speak through his mind, but through his spirit. Brother James Selvidge back there, he has the gift of tongues. Sometimes he'll give out a message and I'll interpret it. But he has the gift of tongues. So it has nothing to do with educational backgrounds. It has to do with whether or not God has given you a gift. And when you yield to that, and then there are other times when he's spoken in tongues and all he's doing is exercising his prayer language and he's magnifying the name of Jesus in the spirit, and it requires no edification. I mean, no interpretation. He's building up himself and he's not taking over the service. He's just praising God in tongues of fire as the Holy Ghost gives utterance. And I encourage people to do that. Paul said, I was speak in tongues, I will speak with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with understanding. So when we're singing, it's all right. It's just, while somebody else sings in English. Hallelujah. If somebody was in here singing in Russian, they'd be singing in Russian. If somebody was singing in Spanish, they'd be singing in Spanish. Do you think it's incredible that God has a language all his own, a heavenly language, for everybody to sing in the Spirit? Glory to God. Get full of the Holy Ghost. That's not just, that's one baptism, but there are many refillings, and God wants us to be full of the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. There are three categories of gifts. So let's define each of the categories. Well, first of all, the gift of inspiration. In that gift, look at your hand at. God is doing one thing. In the power gifts, God is doing another thing. And in the gifts of revelation, he is doing another thing. So in these separate categories, God is supernaturally moving to bless the entire church. God is surging through his people. Through the power of the Holy Ghost surging through the human spirit. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And when you hear him, you're not hearing him from your mind. you are hearing him out of your spirit. And when you learn to understand that this voice is not coming from out here, this voice is coming out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, that they which believe on him should receive. So we get right back to the fact that everybody that's been born again should be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's exciting to me. So in each separate category, God is supernaturally moving. Revelational gifts. Let's look at this. Look at your handout. In the revelational gifts, God reveals something from heaven to men. This is something that man cannot know by his hearing, his seeing, his touch, or any of his five senses. You cannot know these things through your brain, through your sense of smell, through the sense of touch. This is something that man comes to know divinely and not by any natural means at all. It is all the supernatural anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. In other words, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but it's revealed by God. So in the gifts of revelation, God reveals things to us that are amazing truths. And these are things that we need to know in order to win the battles of life. In the gifts of power, God is doing something for men. Let me say that again. Power gifts. Look at your hand there. This is an action. God is doing something. And God is doing something for men. God imparts his energy to man. Man receives this supernatural energy to do something he would never be able to do on his own. You've seen it in operation. You hear the testimonies. We lay hands on people, and God just, the power of God surges through people. I mean, this place is full of testimonies, and God wants his entire body operating. Concerning spiritual gifts, put 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 up there. Go back to this. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. I would not have you to be ignorant, Paul says. So the rest of the world can be ignorant if they want to. But we're not going to be ignorant. Amen? We're going to study these. We're going to digest these. We're going to learn these. They're going to become a part of our total being. And once you have a gift operating through you and you're able to define it and you know the category it's in, when the Holy Ghost wants to operate that again, you will have an ear to hear. You've seen me many times. I'll just walk away and I'll say, here it is. And I've received the word from the time I turned away to turn back, I've received the word to speak to somebody. And it's just that quick. And sometimes it's like a flash of lightning, and you have to learn to obey it. You just have to move on it and move into what God is doing. God imparts his energy to men in the gifts of power to do things he could never do. But God does it for him and through him. And it's wonderful to have God surging through you like that. It's wonderful. And you understand that it doesn't make you any more important in the body of Christ than anyone else. That little finger is important to this body of mine. That little toe, I got my big toe. It got cut off one time, but I still got it. I can dance. I can walk. Hallelujah. But without it, I'd be in trouble. And I heard on the news, who was Henry? What's his name? On Fox News. Gave his liver to his sister. What was it? Ed Henry. He gave it part of his liver, a third of his liver, to his daughter, his sister that was dying. It's a liver. And if you don't have a liver, you can't live without a liver. That's why they call it a liver. And she's so small compared to him that it filled up the whole cavity. And hers won't have to grow much, but he's got to see it. The liver regenerates itself. Aren't you glad that God can regenerate that liver in you, that God made you, and we're fifth and wonderful made, and God can do the supernatural, and God can step into your situation, and God can heal that. Hallelujah. And God will heal that. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we decree it. We praise God for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These gifts are exciting. Hallelujah. God does it for people, and he does it through people. Amen. So in the gifts of inspiration, God brings his anointing to edify the church for exhortation and for comfort. It's a beautiful to watch is this gift operates so many times, whether it's tongues and interpretation or just the gift of prophecy, the inspirational gifts. They're so beautiful. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. Here it is. He that speaketh in an speaketh, for he that prophesied speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's all this prophecy, the gift of prophecy, does. It is not the prophet, the office of a prophet. The prophet is a seal. The prophet operates in the gifts of the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits on a strong basis. He knows. He's a seer. He sees. He can look right into the heart of somebody and know they're lying when they say, I love you. He has a gift to discern those things. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ministries that come through the gifts of inspiration, edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's all it ever does. So if you hear somebody saying, I prophesy that you something bad, and they start criticizing you, that ain't from God. That's their human spirit. Because God is a good God. And God will speak to you, and then God might send a prophet to you to tell you something, straighten your life out, but not out here. No. God is a good God, and the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. And these gifts are to edify, to build up, and to comfort people's hearts broken and fragmented. The gifts are so wonderful. These are three of the most needed gifts in the church. And while some people would lift the gifts of inspiration as the lesser gifts, they are very important. See, the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues is the gateway into manifestation gifts. But there are no lesser gifts. I've had people say, oh, there are lesser gifts. Well, try this one on. If you didn't get through the gateway, the baptism in the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, how could that be a lesser gift? You got in through the gate because you were baptized in the Holy Ghost. And now all of the manifestation gifts, the revelational gifts, the power gifts, inspirational gifts, you are now a candidate for every one of those to operate through you. Hallelujah. Get a big heart for them. Amen. So these are wonderful things that God gives. They're all necessary, and they all need to function because Jesus Christ has placed them in his church. So we have three groups of the gifts of the Spirit. Look at your hand now. Gifts of revelation, gifts of power, gifts of inspiration. These are three groups, and the total nine manifestation gifts to the church, they're all given by the Holy Ghost. So you need to know that. You need to memorize these categories. Like I know them like my ABCs. Revelational gifts, power gifts, inspirational gifts, revelation, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. If you look at them in biblical order, then they are not in the order they are here. So these categories make them easier to remember. And I've studied the gifts by many, 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 many people. But I promise you, the definitions I've given you there, I've had all the nine manifestation gifts operate through me at one time or another. Apostolic anointing has that. I'm not calling myself an apostle, but any man that can go and lay hands on people and say, receive the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, he's operating in apostolic anointing. Any man that other preachers come to and say, teach me this and teach me that, he's operating in an apostolic anointing. And there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, preachers. You can have all those gifts if the Holy Ghost puts them on you. It doesn't make you anything other than God gave you a gift. That person that has the singing ministry, they're so important. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful gift to just get people. And then the lay person that comes along and he has the gift of prophecy and he gives you edification and exhortation and comforts you, or a lady does that, and all of a sudden you say, woo, I'm so glad I ran into them. Or you can be like this. People take you down. Yeah, you ever had people look better going than they do coming? Yeah. We want people to know that Westmoreland, put it up there, Westmoreland, vision statement, a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. A loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. A loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Now about it, faith, hope, and love, charity, agape. But the greatest of these is love. Faith worketh by love. The gifts work by love, and you better believe it. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, have not agape, charity, love, I am nothing. Though I give my body to be burned, I had gifts to do this and gifts to do that. If I don't have love, I am nothing. Look at it. Westmoreland, a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. If we don't grow numerically, I promise you one thing, we will grow spiritually. We will grow strong in the Lord and the power's might. And when you do that, you'll grow the other way. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 1. We get back to this over and over again because it's just got inside of me. The Lord just keeps bringing me this. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, he's talking to the church, I would not have you ignorant. So we come to understand, when we come to understand a definition concerning the gifts, we will not be ignorant about those anymore. So I'm empowering you. Howard Carter was given these definitions in a prison cell. He's in a prison cell, and the water is running, 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 dripping on his nose, dripping on, dripping, dripping. He said, "Oh, God, this is running me crazy. Do something. Oh, God, this is running me crazy. Do something. Oh, God, this thing is running me crazy. Do something." God said, "You do something." He said, "Me do something." See, everybody's waiting on God. God's put a body down here. Concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant. "Oh, God, me do something?" "Yes. What can I do, God? Speak to it." He said, "In the name of Jesus, water, I command you to flow backwards." And that water flowed backwards from his nose right up into the ceiling. And for the rest of the time he was in that prison cell, it never rained on him. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! That's the power of the gifts. Glory to God. So they're supernatural gifts. They're not from man. They do not function by man's mind, but they're from God. So memorize the categories and memorize the definition. At least be familiar with them, you know. If you get these nine things strongly entrenched into your being, you'll be able to identify these gifts and you'll be able to move into these gifts and you will know what is taking place. Knowledge is power. It's wonderful to know, and I'll give some examples later on how I've had the gifts operate, boom, 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 three different gifts, one out of each category that brought a miracle. And I didn't know what was happening at the time, but I got a hold of these definitions, and I began to study them, and then I could identify that was the gift of healing. That was a revelational gift. That was the power gift of faith. And some of them are so closely interlaced, it's hard to identify them sometimes. But you'll know what category it's in, even if you can't identify what has happened there. So we want to understand them. We don't want to be ignorant anymore. These are weapons of our warfare, and it's necessary for every born-again person to know about these. These are instruments by which we defeat the devil. Let me say that again. These are instruments. The gifts are instruments by which we defeat the devil and we turn the world upside down. Wouldn't you like someone to operate in a gift if you had something that was malignant and the doctor gave you a bad report? Wouldn't you like somebody to come up and say, "Thus saith the Lord, I have a word from you. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name." Glory. So you can say that all day long because it's in the Bible and it will not work. But when the Holy Ghost wills to do it, and he speaks it to you through your spirit, and you open your mouth like a speaking being that you are, created in God's image, you start to speak, boom, there it is. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. That's how it works. Hallelujah. It's just how it works. Jesus operated in the gifts of the Spirit, and we need to understand the gifts and function in the same gifts. We're not talking about a denominational blessing. But we're talking about a blessing to the total church. So how do we get the gifts to function? Well, here's the part you might not want to hear. Well, they normally function in the emergencies of life. I said the gifts normally function in the emergencies of life. In other words, you need to get in trouble and have a problem so big that man can't do it, and the Holy Ghost does it through a gift. Hallelujah. They function in emergencies and in the battles of life, and they are weapons that we use in our warfare. It's in the battles of life that God gives us mighty victories. Now, let's look at some definition. You've got a handout there. I think we can do this in the time. Word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is the revealing of the prophetic future under the anointing of God. The word of wisdom differs from the word of knowledge. The word of wisdom tells the future. The word of knowledge tells a fact that's in existence. So keep that in mind. This means that in the Old Testament, the word of wisdom, every prophet was endowed with the gift of the word of wisdom. He was a seer. He saw the future. Every prophet. Anyone who foretold the future had the word of wisdom, whether he was a prophet, a seer, a king, or whatever he was called. These gifts, there are only two gifts that are new to the New Testament church. That's tongues and interpretation. All these other gifts, I will show you how they operated all through the prophets. Amen? So the word of wisdom, the prophet, he looks into the future and said, this is what will happen. And if he said that, and then he had the gift of the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom means word because it's a fragment. It's not the complete sentence. It's not everything you'll see. It's just a fragment of what God wants to reveal. If I went to a banker and asked him for information on a certain matter, and I left that place and I said, I know everything about banking, he would say, just a minute, I only gave you a word. And so when God gives you a word of wisdom, he doesn't give you everything. All you got was a word. And if he gives you a word of knowledge, you only got a word. So the word means a fragment, just like a word is a fragment of a sentence. That makes it pretty easy to remember that. Second revelational gift, the word of knowledge. Look at this. You got it in your hand. That it is the revealing of a fact in existence which cannot be seen or heard or revealed naturally. It's something that exists. It is supernaturally revealed. It's in existence. It is a fact. It is knowledge. And God supernaturally reveals it to you. The word of knowledge is a revelation of something that exists. The word of wisdom deals with the future. And that's how you can tell the two of them. And these definitions, they work great. It's in the unborn world, like when Daniel said, there will be a Persian empire. That will be a Grecian empire. That will be a Roman empire. These empires have not even been born yet. But Daniel foretold about them. He foretold the future because he was operating in the gift of the word of wisdom. Another example, let me give you one. That says, my wife, I saw my daughter Jessica in a vision 4 years before I ever married Teresa. No, 4 years. I saw her before I ever married Teresa, but I saw her 4 years before she was ever born. I was praying in an all-night prayer. This is how they come. And I left one church. I was headed home. I was going rabbit hunting the next day. And I saw the light creeping out from under the church. One of the guys that worked at Firestone with me. I stopped by, went in there to pray with them. And all of a sudden, his wife and that prayer team, they caught a hold. You know why I'm a prayer? There she sits. Hallelujah. She caught a hold of my prayer, and all of a sudden, I prayed out of this world. And it's like one of those little kaleidoscopes you used to have. You do this and twist it, and you get an image, and you twist it, and you get another one. All of a sudden, boom, I saw her in the hospital. I saw her holding a baby. She was dressed in blue. I saw the baby. I did not know the gender of that baby. I only knew one thing. I was going to marry her, and she was going to have my baby. And I won't even marry to her. Hallelujah. But God showed it to me. That was a word of the future, the word of wisdom. I didn't know what it was, but I tell you what, I got the prize. Hallelujah. So I didn't know the details, but I had a word before she was ever born, 4 years. Revelational gift. The third revelational gift, discerning of spirit. It has to do, look at your hand out, with the comprehension of the human spirit as supernaturally revealed by the Spirit of God. This is the discerning of the human spirit, both bad and good. So with this gift, there are no phonies. There are no liars. You can look right straight through a person, and you can know whether they're telling the truth or whether they're telling a lie. and God will show you things, and God will reveal things, and God will protect you. And it's important to have this gift, especially as God promotes you and you start moving into other areas of ministry. God will equip you. He will show you revelation. He will show you things to come, and he will let you discern what's going on. I'll go into discerning of spirits later, but wonderful gift. Power gifts, the gift of faith. Look at your hand out. It's when without any human effort, God brings to pass a supernatural thing. That's faith. God does it for you by faith. You just stand and you just watch God work. An example is Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel just went to sleep. God shut the lion's mouth. Amen. The word of faith, I've had it operate in my life when I had no fear. I just knew God would protect me. I've been into places that I wouldn't want you to go into, but I had this gift operating, functioning, surging through me. That's why I say I'm not afraid, because this gift will show up. It will just show up. It will show up. If I thought the devil was behind the door, I'd kick it down just to see if he's there. That gift operates through me. I've seen things. This is a faith, the gift of faith, the Holy Ghost, is a faith so far beyond your faith that you just know you know, and you're sure that you're sure. And if you don't know that you know, you're not operating in this gift. Paul said, for we know if the earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God eternal in the heavens, not made with hand. Romans 8:28, he said, here's the law. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Paul knew some things. And when you move into this gift of faith, see, it's revelational knowledge working and the gifts of the Spirit functioning, and all of a sudden you just know. And I've seen things and I just know. I tell my wife, I said, I have it. I have it. I know I have it. I have it. I have it by faith. And that's that gift operating. And it's just God surging through you. And you don't wonder. You're not, you know, the devil couldn't beat it all out of you with a baseball bat. You just know that you know, and you're sure that you're sure. Paul knew some things. Hallelujah. The gift of faith. Gifts of miracles is when through the human spirit, the instrument of hands, eyes, mouth, or feet, a person supernaturally does something by the divine energy of God. Like Samson. Samson killed a lion with his bare hands. That was a miracle. You know, that David went up against that giant with a slingshot, a rock and a rag, and the Holy Ghost anointing. And that miracle gift manifested itself through him. See, these are only miracles in man's sight. See, God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He can do anything. So it's not a miracle in God's eyes. It's a miracle in our eyes. It's just God's nature. God is just so good. He just wants to do these things, and he wants the church to be open to him. God can do anything he wants to, so it's just natural when he does it, but we consider it a miracle. Another power gift, the gifts of healing. Look at your hand at the gifts of healing when God supernaturally heals the sick under the assigned gift ministry. This is the only plural gift. Notice it is gifts of healing and not the gift of healing. There are many ways to be healed. The gifts of healing is only one of those ways. I did a handout. I did it on a Friday night. I preached it before. 11 divine ways to be healed. God wants you healed. Hallelujah. So, inspirational gifts. Let's hit these real quick. The gift of tongues is the ministry of proclaiming in a public meeting a message from God which is not understood by the person giving. It's an inspirational gift, gift of tongues. It is a language which the person has not studied. They do not understand. They do not know this language. He does not give it from his mind. This person gives it from their spirit. So this message can be in a known tongue or an unknown tongue. The gifts of interpretation of tongues is, look at your hand at it, when without any mental facilities in operation, the message which has been given in another language is interpreted supernaturally by a person through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, I've told this story, but this is worth hearing again for some of you who never heard it. My daddy and my mother, my family, we were in church. A message was given out in tongues, and my mother stood up, interpreted the message. And on the way home, my daddy said, why did you interpret that message? It was given in English. No, we all heard it in tongues. But my daddy heard it in English. And guess what? Why did you interpret it? he knew exactly what she had interpreted was exactly what he had heard in English. The gifts are real. They're for today. They're for you. They're for me. They're for this church because we're Pentecostal. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Amen. And the last one here is the gift of prophecy. Look at your hand out. It's the anointed speaking forth of the word of edification, exhortation, and comfort to the church. This gift does not deal with the future. The prophet deals with the future. He's a seer. This gift is to edify, exhort, and to comfort. Put 1 Corinthians 14:3 up there. You can look at it and you see for it. It is a supernatural utterance, prophecy is, given in a known language, supernatural from God without any human thinking or planning. It comes from the spirit of man as he is anointed by the Holy Ghost to speak words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that prophesied, speaking unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Tongues with interpretation is a sister, two sister gifts that equals this. Because when he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but when you interpret it, you edify, build up the body of Christ, or you comfort them, or you exhort them. So it's wonderful. The gifts are so wonderful. These are all one-line definitions I've given you. They're one-line definitions to make them simple. That way, if anyone wants to know what gift is operating through them, they can know with this. These are definitions from Lester Sumrall. He got them from Howard Carter. I have both books. Howard Carter wrote these down. Lester Sumrall was taught by Howard Carter. I was taught by Lester Sumrall. And I want to teach you. Let us stand. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is going to be an exciting series. In this study, we're going to cover the 9 manifestation gifts one by one. They are very exciting gifts, and these are gifts for the church of every generation. So good to see my good friend Ron Roy come in. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see you, brother. One of our missionaries. Bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Let's worship God.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence.
Hallelujah.
Let
we
us
love you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit.
Let
help us to move in, Lord. Close to
of
you.
Your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Holy Spirit, you're welcome.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Come on, lift your hands and sing it tonight. Flood this place.
Fill the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Let's come on up to the altar. Everybody come up. Let's worship God in these altars. Fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Hallelujah. Come in close so everybody can get in.
Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Fill this place, Lord. Fill us. We are the temple. Glory. Hallelujah.
To be overcome by your presence.
Everybody move in so everyone can get into the